This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
We all have become prone to the term online now. The meaning of traditional classrooms has changed over time with the seeping technological advancements. Google Meet, Google Classroom, smart screens, projectors. Children are more versed with these recurring education tools. The perks offered by the traditional classrooms are now being provided by the e-learning platform services. Hello everyone, this is Priyanjana, your host for the podcast, and I'm back again with another power pack session that deals with the big question of the era. Is online learning the future of education? What do you think? Well, I hope I'm reading your minds. Yes, of course, you must be thinking the same. But yes, whether online learning be the future of education now? So in today's session, everyone, we will be discussing seven such aspects in which we will visualize how this e-learning platform can be the future of our budding aspirants. So let's get started. Number one, convenience and flexibility. So who doesn't want to enjoy the perks of opening a laptop screen right after the bed tea? Well, I hope all of you must be smiling and nodding your heads. Most of the students and working professionals could not upgrade themselves just because they run out of time and not being punctual. For them, online learning offers convenience and flexibility in timings and pace, permeating them with the unrivaled knowledge in a defined time frame. And quite a few online courses have strict timings only for the submissions and deadlines. Those looking to brush up on their skills are definitely encouraged to use the tutorials and videos between their jobs to have the best of both the worlds. Coming to the second one, high-precision student-educator interactions. Most of the parents remain worried about the student-teacher online interaction. But believe me, being an educator myself, this platform allows better quality interactions between student and educators. And this platform is best suited for any introverted students or so-called the backbenchers, as it definitely gives them the opportunity to interact freely with their teachers. The varied options of teaching methodologies engage and captivate the learner's mind with a great precision. Besides, they can focus on individual students a lot more than they would in traditional classes. And most online learning courses that rely on live streaming have the scope in intaking multiple students, ensuring that each student gets adequate attention and advice from their tutor. Coming to the third aspect, that is perks of multiple enrollments. So school or college authorities don't have to bother now about the number of chairs to be placed in a classroom. Haha, sounds funny. Well, one of the precedents of online learning classes is multiple enrollments for a single course. As the same depends on recorded videos and tests, e-learning platform can have an unlimited number of students enrolling. Many popular courses now have thousands of students simultaneously getting enrolled. And yes, there's no need for any physical classrooms and seats. Coming to the fourth one, accessibility. So web-based learning includes a variety of information domain sources that include live streaming to videos, seminars, webinars, talk shows, interviews, online practice worksheets, and much more. Regardless of what mode is chosen by the communicator, the convenience and flexibility of web-based learning have made it more popular in the recent times. The most convenient of online learning is there's no specific deadline or time frame for any course completion. Fifth, better learning experience. Learners or students, they always keep a fetish to learn at their own pace and are encouraged to gain hands-on experience over memorizing textbooks as well. It also helps the students in attending classes from places they are comfortable being in, and definitely which makes them more likely to approach learning with a positive attitude. The lack of pressure from the commutes, class timings, personal schedules make the students build up a positive energy in attending their classes. I hope everybody's able to relate, right? Okay, fine. So coming to the next one, that is the sixth aspect about cost effectiveness. Parents do have botheration regarding this. The fees often don't count for accommodation, textbooks, transport, and other factors that contribute to the full learning experience in traditional schooling. And online learning slashes down expenses at least by half, leaving students to make the most of the affordable prices. So cost effectiveness does not mean compromising the quality of education. Rather, we can say it ensures that a wider audience has access to universities and courses that were once reserved for those with higher budgets. Isn't it great? Coming to the last and the seventh one, more retention rate. And that says online learning leads to more retention capacity in students. Statistics says this due to the flexible class timings and lifetime access approach of the study materials and ebooks. And this enhances the power of both qualitative and quantitative learning. So now, after discussing so much of this novel learning platform, what are we missing out on? Think. Yes, right you are, I hope. Overcoming the challenges, right? Yes. So what are the, how to overcome the challenges in online learning? Yes, it is true that online learning has not only paved a way for better learning, but also reinforces the entire system in terms of cost benefit, and most importantly, recruitment drives have shaped the consistency of e-learning platforms. The big question that has been pondering with us in this scenario stands out to be the common one, that is teaching quality. And for that, many such organizations and students have turned Tauscher rating an internal evaluation system. Like, according to 40.56 respondents in Global Shapers survey, online education is as strong as traditional classroom programs. Whereas, on the other hand, about 11.76% shared no views regarding the same. So it seems online education needs affirmative regulation that definitely includes accreditation and quality control. And the obstacles are real, but not invincible. And the opportunity to make good on the promise of education for all is too big to miss. So that's all for today. This is Priyanjana signing off, and we'll be back again with a new session on a new day, but on the same Biotechnica podcast platform. don't forget to tune in to all of our podcast sessions. They are amazing. And yes, we will be waiting for your views as well regarding the future online learning. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay safe, stay well.